Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I wouldn't call it Waco Part 2, where the BATF, along with the FBI, wanted to get anti-terror funding and launch a war against Christians in this country. I wouldn't call it what happened on April 19th, 1993, on day 51. But this is another conspiracy. If you pull back from it, what we see unfolding in Waco, Texas. And the conspiracy is this is part of the drug war and the thug culture that we're living under. I wouldn't say this is part of Jade Helm or this is crisis actors and nothing happened up there with the 160 arrested, 9 dead, and a whole bunch of people wounded. This is the thug biker gang culture in this country that if we're not careful, mixed in with the Crips and the Bloods and the Mexican Mafia and all the rest of it, will turn us into something like Mexico. Economies based on thugism, based on gangs of crooks, based on tribal allegiances. This is a prison culture. We don't really have universities that give you a future, but if you go to prison, you will generally be pretty much forced into some type of criminal activity once you get out, because what else are you going to do? And this is all part of the larger slide into the conquest economy that I talk a lot about. Now, that said, the police aren't making a big deal of this, but if you read or watch the press conferences, they had undercover there. They had uniformed officers there. They told Twin Peaks this was getting out of control with upwards now of 5 different major biker gangs there, several of them clearly criminal organizations. And they knew that something would end up basically flaring up, because this is not like a rally or something with a bunch of motorcycle aficionados. This is a bunch of basically drug-dealing thugs and wannabe tough guys who basically want to set up their own type of organized crime operations inside of this country. And a lot of times, the organized crime, higher up levels, uses the motorcycle gangs as their puppets. And then the motorcycle gangs, like the Bandidos, the Hells Angels, and others, have their own motorcycle gang puppets underneath them. And it is just absolutely the antithesis of the culture I'm into. I've talked a lot about this, whether they're black gangs, white gangs, Hispanic gangs, Asian gangs, corrupt police departments that become gangs, government that become thugs and gangs. You know, the Nazis were a gang. The communists were a gang. It is gang culture that is a plague on this country. And I personally have seen motorcycle gangs be rude to people's families in South Padre. I've seen them be rude to people out in the parking lot at the rodeo. And motorcycle gangs more and more are going to meet with the fate they met with the police when they mess with citizens. A lot of citizens will just pull an assault rifle out of their car and waste, you know, 10, 15 of these bikers. Because people are sick of guys running around trying to act tough and intimidate everybody because they're so hard and they're willing to go to prison. Oh, I'm so impressed. You're willing to go to prison. You're willing to not want to have a future. Oh, you're so cool. Oh, you deal drugs that the government ships in. Oh, how impressive. We're all so scared. And, of course, they ran up into a larger gang, the police, that were just waiting for something to happen. If the police have done anything wrong, it's that they are not making a bigger deal about exactly who they shot when. Because I bet when it comes out, some biker pulled out a gun, started shooting, and the cops just wasted a whole group of them. Notice they're not even saying which bikers they killed yet. but we've got a good idea. If you go to drudgereport.com, they've got a photo scene with the Cossacks out there with their Nazi thunderbolts all over their arms. We'll be back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want us stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Quayle will be joining us in the second and third hour today to talk about weather wars, what's happening with the drought across the United States, intensifying in California, UN involvement with Jade Helm, and the appeal that Obama will make for UN troops if they're able to start civil unrest nationwide this summer, with more race riots set to be kicked off in Cleveland. Ja'Kari Jackson and Joe Biggs are now making their way there as we speak. We're going to break down all this and a lot more coming up today with Steve Quayle, and we'll open the phones up in the third hour with Steve Quayle. That said, Waco is back in the headlines, not for the brutal siege that killed so many young children back in 1993, ending in a fiery explosion. No, it's at a Twin Peaks, basically, bikini bar. It's similar to Hooters. And it happened just up the road from where we broadcast from here in Austin, Texas. The Cossacks, the Bandidos, and other groups listed by law enforcement as organized crime. At least five different biker gangs were meeting there. And the Twin Peaks management refused to do anything, according to police, to mitigate the situation. So the police staked it out as best we know, because, quite frankly, government lies so much, I just don't believe things out of hand, but it may be true. Probably is true. There's a lot of witnesses confirming what they saw. And you've got nine dead, a whole bunch of people wounded, 160-plus arrested, when yesterday at high noon, someone disrespected someone's prison etiquette out in the bathroom area, stall area. That spilt into the parking lot where fights started, then knife fights, then firearms were pulled out, and then supposedly as soon as the gunfire started echoing, the police took out some of the bikers. They're not saying how many. That's probably because they took all of them out and then don't want it to sound like they just executed them. We've got the controlled left running around saying it's white privilege because of the way that the bikers were treated. You mean put on the ground, handcuffed, and sent to jail? The police setting up checkpoints down the road as more people arrived, arresting them as part of suspicion and organized crime ring. They're basically throwing the book at them. Now, anyone who's a routine listener knows that I don't like motorcycle gangs. I don't dislike the veterans groups that like to have their own clubs. That's great. They go out and do community service or Christian groups. And you've got a right if you want to have a group and, you know, get a reputation as tough guys or whatever. That's your issue. But I personally, and people I know, when they've had families with them, including myself once, have had motorcycle gangs aggressively pull up on the curb in front of me and then ask me if I have a problem. And I just freeze and start getting angry. And in both cases, they didn't push it, which is a good thing because, man, I'm not out here wearing leather and tough guy stuff and skulls and swastikas all over me and everything. I just want to have a free country and my children have a future. But, I mean, nice people are the most violent, vicious people around. Everybody knows that. And these biker gangs are a joke and need to be dealt with, or we're going to end up being just like Mexico, which has got a bunch of gangs fighting with each other, ruling the country, and it's disintegrating into hell on earth. But in America, the thug culture, not just in the Mexican mafia or in the Crips and the Bloods with the black folks or with the white supremacists out of the prisons and the prison culture, but with the media and MTV, I don't care whether it's country music or hip-hop, thugism is cool. And we've seen it adopted in the police departments in many areas. We've seen it adopted in the U.S. military. Gangs are just rampant. And it's what you see when a society is declining. It's what you see in a system where things aren't based on ideas and based on free association and based on valuing the individual. It's based on mindless, primitive, law of the jungle, thugism. And it's what brought down the Roman Empire. The Nazi Party, if they were anything, were an organized criminal street gang made up of military veterans. This is the thug culture I talk about. And I don't care if it's a group of black thugs at Barton Springs Pool threatening white people that I witnessed two Saturday nights ago and who walked by me and made obnoxious statements to the friends I was with because there were some attractive ladies there. Basically, give us your women, we're going to have sex with them. Oh, you don't like it. How would you like to get popped upside the head, cracker? This isn't America. It isn't where I want to be. And I'm telling you, I grew up in Dallas and saw a lot of this, and it was not fun. And I was a creature not of it, but in it. And I didn't go around acting tough. I was tough. And I didn't go around wearing gangster outfits. I went around wearing polo shirts. And I guess that's why people wanted trouble. Well, they got it. And the same thing goes today now. I've lived in Austin for 24 years since my last year of high school. And I've never had to deal in just general areas of Austin with gangster activity, thug activity, motorcycle gang activity. And I'm telling you, it's going on all over the place. And that's why I carry a firearm. Because I'm not going to get in some knockdown dragout with some bikers or with some black racist thugs or Mexican racist thugs. If somebody tries to assault me, I'm just going to defend my family. Center of mass. And I couldn't imagine being around 165, 170 criminal motorcycle gang people and a fight not breaking out between them. And I totally get what the police did up in Waco, probably shooting all nine of them because they were just going to run around and wave their guns around and probably shoot in the air and the rest of it and see the real world encroached, putting them 6 feet under. But I'm just tired of driving down a country road and there'll be a couple guys in motorcycle gang and they'll kind of get over in the lane and bug their eyes out at you. I mean, all that's going to happen if you chase me down is I'm just going to get out of my car with an M4 and defend myself. I mean, I'm not looking for trouble, but I mean, you guys just really have a death wish. I don't like ISIS. They're the exact same kind of people. Running around in their gang, running around with their black outfits and their flags and taking over cities, taking over towns, raping and killing the Christians. I'll tell you, I've seen the New York police act like gangs. I've seen other police departments act like it when they attacked our reporters in Ferguson. Just shooting them with rubber bullets and tear gassing them for no reason. Makes me want to throw up. But this is what we've got, is just a nation of a bunch of men that think it's tough to act like thugs and criminals. What's tough is to be strong and to be honorable and to build a good civilization and to be involved in community service that really helps people. And by community service, I mean standing up against the tyrants usurping the country. Our country's being taken over by foreign banks. Our country's being leveled and turned into a criminal enterprise completely. You can argue it's always had problems, but, I mean, it's really here now. And a lot of people are just giving up on believing in a free market system, and they're joining with the criminal system, because this is the key point. They see foreign mega gangs, the foreign banking cartels that run the major mercenary and paramilitary groups and that control our foreign policy and control our Pentagon, taking control of everything and getting away with it. And so young people say, hey, I'm going to go join organized crime. I'm going to break the law. I'm not going to engage in a policy of truth. I'm going to engage in a policy of dishonor. And I'm only going to be honorable to my dirtbag gang. And there is no honor in these dirtbag gangs. They talk about honor all day. All they do is use people, and they're dishonorable to each other, and there's no honor amongst thieves. We are a nation of sheep. As Thomas Jefferson said, if we ever became a nation of sheep, we would be ruled by wolves. And we are now ruled by wolves. And we're going into a total wolf predator culture. And it's destroying productivity and prosperity and security. And it will force egalitarian, true liberals, classical liberals, paleoconservatives, constitutionalists, whatever you want to call people like me, into going into a fortress mentality. It'll force mainly mainline conservatives to join with the police state as an answer to the thugism they see growing on the outside, and that will only turn us over to a centralized gang system that's even worse. We are degenerating slowly but surely into a road warrior scenario, and it's not glamorous like the movies. It's hellish. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with the latest on Jade Helm. Representative Louis Gohmert says the feds are trying to provoke a fight.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Ago, we're about 6 weeks into intensifying Jade Helm hysteria, both by the government, the controlled corporate media, but also the public. And about two, 3 weeks into it, a month ago, I said, look, I've looked at every angle of this, the way the media is hyping it, the way they keep saying that I'm saying it's an imminent invasion, an imminent takeover. It could be that they're planning major race riots throughout the summer, which we know they're already pushing via the Justice Department. And this could be an excuse to pre-deploy them, I'm not saying that. We're speculating. We're saying we're speculating. It could be they're planning to run false flags against the military during the operations and then claim that we in the new media, the alternative media, the Patriot media spurred that. It could be they are profiling areas where they know unstable people are that will get scared and think it's some type of UN Red Dawn invasion. And there could be friendly fire. There could be a friendly fire operation that can be blamed on the public. There are so many angles. Well, Louis Gohmert is on the Homeland Security Committee, Terrorism Homeland Security Committee in the House. He is the deputy chair, the vice chair. So he's privy, and he's been on the show before. He is a listener. I'll just leave it at that. We just don't have him on anymore. He'd come on as they make a big deal out of it. And just we're not here to give the enemy any gas mileage. The point is, Gohmert is on the Homeland Security Committee. He knows what's going on, okay? He's an Army officer, a veteran, combat veteran. He's a smart guy. He doesn't hate the military like the media says. He says he's never seen in an article he put out a week ago, week and a half ago, the military listing states as hostile. He's never seen domestic preparations like this. Well, in a new article that was published Sunday in a Texas paper, and we're linked to it on Infowars.com, the congressman came out and said that it's clear that they're trying to provoke a fight with Texans and that they may want to try to get people to do something with the military as a pretext to demonize the liberty movement. So he's saying exactly what I'm saying, and I don't know whether he's independently getting this information or he's listening to the show and agrees with it or whether he just came to his own conclusion. The point is you've got Senator Cruz, Congressman Gohmert, Governor Abbott, all of them agreeing that we've got too many federal power grabs happening. I mean, again, the president outside of law has dissolved the border, pays to ship the illegals in from Somalia, you name it, gives them free vouchers, gives them ID cards, lets them vote. That's totally lawless. Is shutting off our power plants, is shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. They got caught with those documents, CBS News. They're running Benghazi. They're funding Al-Qaeda. They are starting wars with Russia. They are just federalizing everything. Of course, when you see an unprecedented 10-state, two-month drill where they talk about doing illegal things, you know, simulated illegal things and dressing in civilian attire and interfacing with the public, you'd be crazy not to say, hey, we should look into this. But that's all we said 6 weeks ago, back in March. We did not say it's imminent takeover, look out, lock and load. But that's what the media keeps saying we're saying. So Jade Helm, from the preparations for race riots and civil unrest, and all these top anthropologists and sociologists and political scientists saying they believe there's going to be race riots this summer that could, quote, destabilize and bring down the country. We were showing those headlines last week, mainstream news, to all the weird military preparations. The economy is obviously going into free fall right now. You've got all these ramped up preparations to take on the liberty movement. I don't know what the globalists are going to do. I know their playbook. I know their playbook. I know what's in the playbook. I don't know what play they're going to call until I see them line up on the line, 11 guys on the line. Then I can try to, you know what the next move is going to be, but that might be a trick. It could be something else. The parallels with football or chess or any game and with what's happening currently are staggering. I just know this. There's a massive buildup and preparation that does not appear to be a drill on so many fronts, not just Jade Helm. We're getting videos every day or two of urban warfare drills training to take on veterans, gun owners, libertarians, sovereign citizens. So there's a giant gear up going on. Not for the motorcycle gangs, not for the Mexican mafia, not for the Crips and Bloods, not for all the crime we see out there. It's for the Patriots. We're going to come back, hit some more news, open the phones up, get your take on all of this. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Government's
Alex
on the law.
Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So more people will stop following the law.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I'm going to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is the most transparent administration in history, and you know, I can document how that is the case.
American journalists at a media event have criticized the U.S. administration over transparency issues.
We cover what we are allowed to cover.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Information management has become so sophisticated, every administration learns from the previous.
I've got a pen, and I've got a phone.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president.
What do you say to someone who believes the president took action to change the law?
We did not change the law. We acted within the law.
What you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. And that is a society that we're plunging into. Armored vehicles, checkpoints, militarized police, motorcycle gangs, hordes of third world populations pouring in as their populations explode. And the EU says European Union countries must have quotas of millions of illegals a year to be legalized and given everything free to further maneuver the nations towards bankruptcy and collapse so the mega banks can then consolidate and buy up everything in the country for pennies on the dollar. Then they'll shut the borders down for good, use the internal third world populations as the new political body for divide and conquer while carrying out forced population reduction in the third world. That's the next phase of this. But right now they're bringing in substantive enough numbers for the Balkanization great game model. I do not believe the historic shootout in Waco, from what I've seen 24 hours into this, it'll be 24 hours in about 30 minutes, I do not believe this is an inside job, a false flag, a staged event in Waco at the Twin Peaks burger joint. I do not think that that's what happened here. That said, I do think there's a conspiracy, but it's a bigger conspiracy. The fake drug war, the thugging of our culture, the fact that prisons are divided into the different racial gangs, black, white, Hispanic, and if it's on the east or west coast, in areas like New York or L.A., Asian. They break the jails into four to five different groups, and then you basically have to submit to one of those prison gangs or you get raped or even killed. This is turning our society into a divide-and-conquer system from the most basic level. Then you get out of jail. You can't get any job that's worth anything because you have a criminal record. So you go out and you start robbing houses. You go out and start robbing warehouses, or you cook methamphetamine, or you sell dope. Then that money is basically laundered through big banks. Payoffs are made to police. At first, small levels, then more and more police are basically brought into it because the ones that won't play ball are kicked out. Then you have a corruption of the police department, then a corruption of the city, the county, the state, and finally the fall of the nation as we know it. And it was about 5 years ago I did a special report on how the drug war and the opium wars were used to destroy China. It was a sovereign, strong country. China, 500 years ago, and I'm going off just basic numbers. You can pull up the history. This is just a gestalt, a simplification, outlawed the importation of opium out of India and Vietnam into their country. The British only had a few ports they were allowed to operate, really about 400 years ago is when it really got cranking. Discovered 500, but, I mean, they had a land passage to it, but about 450 years ago, they began to be able to have shipping into the area, going around the Horn of Africa, going around the southernmost tip of Africa, and then around the Horn and up over to China and the Indian Sea and the subcontinent, and they began to import opium into China. And China made it illegal. And it took them well over 100 years just to get a foothold in port cities. But then they could corrupt the local officials who could get some of the money because it was a black market and incredible amounts of money would be paid for the addictive substance. Then you fast forward another 100 years to about 200 years ago, and China itself had been broken into several pieces and later broken into more than 12 pieces as the entire country was subdivided by Western powers who then occupied different sectors of China. And it was all done because China made drugs illegal. And now you look at Mexico suffering the same fate, broken in pieces. You see the U.S. now with the DEA and others clearly involved in narcotics trafficking. It's come out in Congress, the CIA, And they have now been able to effectively export this to the United States. I've told the story many times up until the early 1930s when prohibition of alcohol ended. They needed the big drug gangs and the corrupt police in many cities. They needed something new that was illegal. So they lobbied through Christian groups that they funded and through PTAs to outlaw heroin, opium, its precursor, cocaine, and other items. And so cocaine was taken out of Dr. Pepper. Cocaine was taken out of Coca-Cola. It had Coke and cola in it. That's why it's called Coke, folks. See, hiding in plain view. I always get emails saying I'm making that up. No, the secret ingredient. They call it a secret ingredient. People get upset. It's decoconated cocaine. That's cocaine flavor. It's what cola is. Well, it's Coke mixed with cola. Another flavoring. And they basically, I mean, if you look at the numbers, Portugal's totally decriminalized all drugs, and more than half of the drug use has ended in the last decade. Their prison population has shrunk in size. That's because the globalists already run that country and just made the decision to not destabilize it, so they've moved in the right direction. I guess there's some positives when the globalists totally run your country or want it as a safe haven like Switzerland. They kind of start leaving you alone and end the wartime economy, but not here. We are a sector for this to happen. And the drug war is a hidden tax, not just on the billions it costs every year, but the liberties we lose, the young people getting on drugs, the women selling themselves for drugs, the houses getting broken into so that people can steal items to fund their drug habit. The list goes on and on with the problems it causes. But nevertheless, you can't argue with the facts that you can walk in to a drugstore and go up to the soda fountain until the mid-1930s and tell them what you wanted to be put in your drink with the soda water and get yourself a opium drink, a cocaine drink, a mix of the two. Whatever you wanted, they had it. That's the Leave It to Beaver world, or basically Beaver's parents. That's the world they grew up in. And there's the headline out of the Atlantic magazine, Why We Took Cocaine Out of Soda, a story of social injustice and a most wonderful invigorator of sexual origins. And that's a whitewash article out of the Atlantic. And you can scroll down. It shows a woman having a really good time dancing, pouring herself a little cocaine-laden drink along with some wine. When cocaine and alcohol meet inside a person, they create a third unique drug, and then it breaks it down. And it works like cocaine, but with more euphoria. How do you pronounce that word? It's so small on screen, I can't see it. Cocaethylene. And so it goes on to break down how they started mixing the two. The point is that this was all available. And I don't want to spend the whole hour on a history lesson. This is how we were destabilized. This is how we were taken over. And we're two-thirds of the way down the same road that China went down. Under globalism, they create mega regions, North American Union, then American Union, European Union, Asian Union, Pacific Union, all of them overlapping, all of them merging into one global union in their own words. But within the unions, they're going to break countries and regions into smaller subgroups to then exploit them. And so if you want to understand what happened up in Waco with the Nine Dead and the rest of it, some of the only places you can make money is in drug dealing or in prostitution these days. And there's going to be people who are going to want to take advantage of that and make money off of it. Now, the smart gangs wear suits and ties and don't call themselves gangs. The stupid gangs have their pants hanging down around their rear ends and run around trying to act thuggish and tough, and really stupid women think those are successful guys. Then you've got to step up from that at the end of the Korean War. Simultaneously, in places like Texas, you see the Bandidos established by white supremacists. You see the Hells Angels established by white supremacists. You see the Mongols established by people that wanted to let Hispanics in. Jesse Ventura was in the Mongols, but only for a short period. And you see other groups forming around the country, because these are people that have been through a bunch of combat, that have got issues, and who basically just want to go out and make money. But as they've degenerated, they've gotten even more thuggish and are literally just about acting tough and seeing who can be sent to prison the most often. And again, if you didn't have the drug culture and you didn't have the prisons that are the universities for all of this, I mean, if you're 18 years old now and you get in a fist fight and somebody gets hurt, they're going to put you in prison most of the time. And after you spend a year in prison, you're going to go in, be forced into a white supremacist or black supremacist or Hispanic supremacist organization. If you show yourself to be tough, you're going to end up being recruited into a gang, a real gang, not the wannabe gangs, once you get out. And that's it. The rest of your life is set. And you'll be used and think it's cool that you're a three-time loser by the time you're 30 in prison for life in a private prison owned by the very private central banks that launder $500 billion conservatively in the United States a year. Wells Fargo and Wachovia in 2 years alone, 2006 and 7, look it up in Bloomberg, laundered $378 billion. When they, quote, got caught running the aircraft themselves, when the DEA didn't know what the other hand was doing, they were given a $111 million fine on $378 billion. That'd be like if I robbed a bank for $1 million and the cops got there and I gave them a tip of $4,000. All that is a tip to the government. You're walking out with bags of diamonds over your back and gold, and all you do is give them a gold coin and a diamond ring. So the truth is the establishment wants to siphon all this money off. The old guys playing golf, the old guys that own the banks, the old guys that got the cops down the street guarding their house, real quiet, real friendly, real nice, that speak with perfect Atlantic accents, they run the show in their private jets. They're smart. They're criminals. They're evil. They're predatory. They've got God to deal with. Their daughters end up ending up being screwed up, and their sons. But nevertheless, they're the real kingpins. Like Tony Montana says in Scarface, written by, of course, one of the best screenwriters out there, Oliver Stone, based on real stories and real people like Mario Puzo's The Godfather, the names were changed. Those are all real people in that movie. That's a true story. It's a composite, but it's a true story. Just like The Patriot with Mel Gibson, it's all true, but it was three people. The Swamp Fox and two others. And remember, Tony tells his best friend, his best friend wants him to go with the mafia and launder the money so they get a bigger percentage, don't have to pay the banks. He goes, listen, Tony Montana goes, it's the WASP guys that have got every angle figured out. That's who I'm going to invest with. We're going to get raided if we don't put all our money in the Federal Reserve, basically what he says. But his buddy goes and does it anyways, and they get busted. That's what happened to the Italians. America was so controlled by the 50s, and the FBI was so blackmailed by La Cosa Nostra, the family, and other organizations, that they would say no organized crime existed. That's how dumb they were keeping the public. No organized crime existed. Isn't that just special? When my dad's great uncle, I'm not even going to tell the story. The point is that it's always been part of the culture. It's just now they've set it up where it's taking over the entire culture. And now the system is waging war against anyone who isn't part of the criminal system. And that's when you collapse into Nigeria or Mexico or North Korea. And we've now reached the tipping point very close to that. I mean, it's an organized gang of government that illegally listens to the phone calls and tapes everything and the DEA. It's all illegal, and they just do it as an organized revolution against freedom. It's an organized revolution against freedom for Obama to just open the borders and ship in illegals and give them free everything. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the law of the biggest thug. Welcome to tyranny. And so, no, I don't think there's a conspiracy behind this biker gang. They're so out of control all over the country, I'm surprised more of this doesn't happen. But the bigger conspiracy is the drug dealers that own the private Federal Reserve that launder all the money and run the whole show and have the prisons as their recruiting arms for their armies of tyranny, their armies of scum, have set up this paradigm by design. That is the conspiracy.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm not going to belabor the biker event anymore other than to say we need the police to come out and break down exactly what happened and how many people they shot. Because the fact that they're keeping it very quiet is just a minor footnote that, oh, there were shots being fired, some of them were in the direction of police, so they shot some of the bikers. Well, how many did you shoot? The fact that they're holding that back makes me suspicious. I'm not going to really second guess what's going on here with a bunch of organized crime gangs meeting, because I don't think we'll ever know the full truth, even though there's surveillance cameras. But I'll say this. The Second Amendment is there for the individual to not be pushed around by outlaw motorcycle gangs, by other street gangs, by thugs, by criminals, and by tyrannical government. This is the reason we have the Second Amendment. Throughout history, groups of 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 200 men would get together. They didn't have villages. They didn't go fishing. They didn't go hunting. They didn't smelt metal to sell to the neighboring tribe. They didn't produce things. They would raid. And every culture had these types in them. And they would basically prey on populations, and they would rob them. And they would kill the men and rape the women and enslave the children to take them back to their home base, the teenagers, to work as slaves for them. And that's where slave culture came from, was by warring cultures that did not want to do the menial work themselves, but who wanted to go around stealing land. And yes, you'll notice that in our founding as a country, you have that culture, which was dominant around the world, parallel with an agrarian and manufacturing system as well. And so it's been a fight between conquest civilization and Renaissance civilization. And there's really no such thing as a conquest civilization for very long, because things degenerate and they break down. And my broadcast is against the conquest civilization. I would want to see a happy village on the ocean, producing finished goods, involved in trade with their neighbors, weaving clothing, manufacturing jewelry, putting salted fish in a barrel. I mean, I'm just giving you a Nordic version of this, and becoming a teeming metropolitan base after a few hundred years that is the towering achievement in the region. But nine times out of ten, there would then be raiders against it. And so you'd have to produce a military to protect against the raiders. And then over time, that military would generally take over the kingdom, degenerate it, and it would fall apart. And it's that same cycle we go through over and over again, and that's where we're headed right now, with predatory government, predatory population, a thug culture degenerating out of control because we've lost our roots. We're going to come back, hit some other news, and then we're going to get Steve Quayle on the latest on Jade Helm. Congressman Gohmert says he believes the feds are deliberately trying to provoke Texas. I think he's right. We're going to break that down. Briefly, it's 7-day countdown, and the sale ends 20% off. Super male and super female vitality. We're all under estrogen mimickers and the rest of it. All these do is just get your natural glands going. It's amazing. You've heard the rave reviews, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Now's the time to take advantage of Super Male, Super Female Vitality. 20% off special. 7-day countdown, and then it's gone. That is a huge discount. And we've got Prostagard, our first run of the most powerful, affordable formula ever out there that blows away the competition. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com.
You are listening to
888-253-3139.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today.
800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.